3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Tuesday the 22nd of November. It's Go For A Ride Day. Happy birthday, Jamie Campbell-Bauer, Jamie Lee Curtis, Scarlett Johansson and Hailey Bieber. Gardaí are warning people to be aware of scams online as Black Friday approaches. According to figures released by AIB Bank, more than €18,000 a minute will be spent online by Irish consumers this Friday. The stark warning by Gardaí comes as new figures from the Fraud Smart Ireland report show that more than €45 million was stolen through online scams in the second half of last year, and that credit and debit card fraud levels have increased back to 2017 levels. Detective Chief Superintendent Patrick Lorden of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau says people need to be alert when shopping online.
We would be warning all shoppers to beware of the risk you're taking, both on this Friday and on Monday. There are a lot of criminals out there setting up fake websites, so you need to be aware of that and be very alert to it.
With over €26 million going to be spent this Friday, Niamh Davenport, Head of Finance, Banking and Payments Federation, has this advice for consumers.
If you see an ad that looks too good to be true, it probably is. Don't click on the links on those ads. Instead, go to the website. If it's genuine, it'll be on the actual website as well. Also, if you get a text message trying to confirm your purchase from your bank, remember that you should never be asked for personal or financial information. You'll only ever be asked to reply with why to confirm the purchase or no to reject it. So those are the really key things. Any links, it's just really not worth clicking on.
Ukrainian authorities have announced the civilian evacuations are to begin in the newly liberated areas of Kherson and Mykolaiv. It comes as inspections revealed that there is simply too much damage to the local infrastructure with a cold winter closing in. James Cowan, CEO of the Halo Trust, a charity that helps to clear battlefields of mines and debris, explains fleeing Russian troops have been busy.
We're looking at hundreds of minefields, deep laid entrenched positions, booby trapping, and really a work that will last many, many years.
Meanwhile, as power outages continue across Ukraine, President Zelensky addressed the NATO conference in Madrid on Monday and requested help to protect his country's nuclear power plants from Russian sabotage. He's also been pushing hard for progress on peace talks, but only on his terms.
The Ukrainian peace formula is perceived extremely positively in the world. It's realistic, in contrast to the empty Russian rhetoric about their readiness for negotiations. We will do everything to make the world accept the Ukrainian peace formula.
A 5.6 magnitude earthquake struck the main Indonesian island of Java on Monday afternoon local time. The quake triggered a landslide that has left at least 162 dead and hundreds more injured in the town of Siander, with authorities working to rescue more still trapped under collapsed buildings. Herman Shoreman is the administrative head for the region.
A lot of houses were destroyed in the villages, and we need heavy equipment for that. A lot of roads were cut off. We're still gathering data for that. Many people have died.
The region is prone to landslides along with tsunamis and earthquakes as it sits on the so-called Ring of Fire in the Pacific. This witness was working in her office when the quake hit.
I was working as normal, doing reports in the office. Usually we can feel the building moving when someone walks in the building. But just now it was so strong, as if someone had pushed me.
The 2022 World Cup isn't exactly going to plan so far. Monday saw a row between FIFA and seven competing European nations who planned to wear One Love armbands in support of LGBTQ rights. FIFA threatened the captains of the teams, including England and Wales, with yellow cards if they wore the bands on the pitch. And in the end, England captain Harry Kane wore a FIFA no discrimination armband instead. It was a particularly embarrassing climb down, especially when the Iranian team refused to sing their own national anthem in a show of support for the anti-government protests in their home country. Roy Keane on ITV's panel felt that both Harry Kane and Gareth Bale should have stepped up and had the courage of their convictions.
I think it was a big mistake. I think both players, particularly obviously that we're talking about Wales and England here, should have stuck to their guns and done it. Whatever pressure from outside and from their own associations, have the belief. If that's what you believe, then go with it.
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland edition, end of the road for The Walking Dead, kind of, and Richard Hammond tells us a strange and touching tale.
Right after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalised plans from Noom,
like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back.
After lots and lots of pitch drama, England and Wales finally had a chance to get their World Cups underway. England were first up, facing Iran at lunchtime, and things went pretty well overall. The game finished 6-2 to England, and with five scorers, including Saka, Rashford and Grealish, it looked like a pretty strong start to their campaign. Wales faced the USA in the evening game, and captain Gareth Bale scored a penalty to level the game and get Wales their first World Cup goal since 1964.
Not a good first half, to be honest. They played really well and we played poor. But yeah, great talk by the gaffer halftime. Changed a few things around and yeah, boys came out fighting, battling like we always do.
Richard Hammond, affectionately known as the hamster to his Top Gear, now Grand Tour colleagues, is without a doubt the short king of car shows. But things very nearly ended extremely badly back in 2016 when he had a horrific crash at about 300 miles an hour in a vampire dragster, which saw him in a coma for 2 weeks and fighting for his life. Now in a new video, he tells the story of his extremely realistic dream experience in that coma and how close he came to heading over the hill.
And as I got closer and closer to the tree, that sense of, ooh, I really am in trouble, grew and grew until eventually in my dream, I turned back. Mindy told me her side of the story because at the same time, things aren't looking good. And apparently she roared and screamed and swore at me, don't you dare die. And that's when I turned back from this tree in my dream, and that's when I woke.
The Walking Dead has finally come to a conclusion after 11 series of post-apocalyptic zombie drama. The show has been hugely popular, consistently pulling huge audiences. But now, after 12 years of gory corpses, it's time to sign off. Well, at least until the four spin-offs hit the streaming services. Sir Andrew Lincoln, who played Sheriff Rick Grimes for 9 seasons, took to his socials in a tuxedo to give his castmates a grand send-off.
It is the single most important job of my career. I've made lifelong friends. And I just wanted to say, what a thing.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.